This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, dear web writer. This is RepDraft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. And thank you for sharing this week with me, because this week is all about your questions. That's right. This week, I'm devoting each episode to a reader question. Yesterday, we talked about email subject lines and open rates from Art Wiseman. Today, we're going to talk about writing an about page people will actually read and even share. And this topic comes from my friend, Bonnie David. But let's get this out of the way up front. There really is no right or wrong way to create about pages. There seems to be a debate that long about pages outperform shorter ones. But just like everything else in the web, it's not so much about the length. The question is this: is it interesting? Does it hold people's attention? Remember, people will read a lot if it is interesting. However, there are a few best practices you can follow. So let's look at those. So one, tell a story. Not your entire story, but the story that's relevant to your ideal reader. We don't care where you were born. We just care what's relevant to us. This could be your professional path, or your struggle with depression, or weight loss, or cigarette smoking. Or it could be your reason for buying a house from a hoarder and rehabbing it. But whatever it is, tell a story. Two, drop credentials if you have them. Did you work for Nike, Google, Stephen King, Adobe, New York Times, Copyblogger, Mashable? Did you go to a prestigious school? Did you win a significant award, even if it was regional or even local? Whatever it is, mention it. But of course, you have to be honest. See, but even if you got a pat on the back from one of the Google founders or got a scant mention in New York Times, stick it in your bio. Those brand mentions will separate you from the pack. And I think you would be surprised to learn how minimal the contact between some of those big name mentions you see on great about pages and the person behind that page. Often, it's not very much. It's perhaps just a handshake or an afternoon meeting. It's certainly not like they were best friends. And this is why this is important. This is why credentials are important. Think about how you feel when you are looking at the blurbs on the cover jacket of a book you want to buy. A few high-powered names changes the value of that book drastically. Unfamiliar names, however, add no value at all to the book. And so don't forget, this works on a regional level too. Add names and brands that people in your community will recognize and respect, and you immediately enhance your bio. And this includes testimonials. Here's the thing. Scott Burkham argues that impressive people have a short bio, but it makes sense. Listen, if you won the Nobel Prize or invented air, then you don't need to say much more than that. But if you don't have these credentials because you're just starting out, do not worry. We all start at the bottom, but you should begin immediately on working towards getting those credentials, and you will eventually get them if you keep up the hard work. So three, use pictures, personal pictures, pictures of you and your family, your dog, your hobbies, which leads me to the next and final best practice. Four, be yourself, be open, be vulnerable, be authentic. One of my bosses, Brian Gardner, talks about an about page he loves. It's from Aaron Lochner, who runs a site called Design for Humankind. It's a great example of being vulnerable. In the same sentence, she talks about dealing with high-powered clients and changing diapers. I'll link to that about page in the show notes. I'll also link to my own about page on my personal site, The Copybot, and leave another link to a post written by Ramsey Toplin, where he lists the best 14 about pages out there. It's a good mix of big and personal brand about pages. Hopefully that will be enough to get you going. And if you have any questions about this topic or any other topics we've discussed in the past, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter or here on the blog comments section. So here's the thing. Here's my final thought on about pages. An about page will evolve. You'll go through multiple drafts. You'll publish it, rewrite it, you'll publish it, you'll edit it, you'll revise it on the fly. You'll revise it and update it as time goes by, and you add more testimonials and you add more credentials and you think about other things that are relevant and you get feedback from other people. So keep this in mind. Just get a decent working about page out there. From there, you can develop it and let it evolve. And this is what every good about page ultimately does, is just gets out there and changes with the time. So, and by the way, if you haven't yet, do me a favor and leave me a rating and a review on iTunes. It's a great way to show support for the show. And if you haven't already, check out my other podcast, The Lead, which I do with Jared Morris. It's a podcast about content marketing. And recently, we've been challenging some conventional marketing wisdom in a hero versus villain series. Give it a listen when you get a chance. And until next time, take care.